Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B morning show. It's Friday. That means it's time for Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
how
Jenna.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am lovely on this Friday morning.
So Hunter is out. He had his birthday last night. And
yes.
I'm surprised he didn't come in because this is probably the only thing that would make him feel better.
Probably. You know, sometimes the hair of the dog is what you need the next
exactly,
day.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I will sample his share
Perfect.
This morning. So let's get to it. What do you got for us on this beautiful Friday?
Yeah. So I'm not trying to rush summer here. And I say this every year. But I brought a variety. Thing. So I brought kind of a summer beer, kind of like ending, you know, like the last few weeks of summer.
How dare you? And don't you say that.
I know. I'm like sad. I feel like people are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, beer moves a little quicker.
It
like,
does.
We already have our fall seasonals.
You got a plan.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got a plan.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes. So, and then I brought a cider that we've tasted before, but wanted to kind of bring it to the forefront as they are changing packaging in the market.
Gotcha.
Got a few new additions to their lineup. So I brought their flagship brand from Virtue Cider, their Michigan apple.
Very nice.
And then I brought a brand new beer. Budweiser has been doing, remember how we did the George Washington?
Yeah,
From his journal, the recipe,
yes.
You know, the whole nine yards.
Most American thing you
the
can
most
drink.
Most American thing you can drink. So they're carrying that on from last year's Prohibition. Then it was the Red Lager for Freedom Reserve. And now they've teamed up with Jim Beam for the fall and winter series to do a copper lager with Jim Beam.
Oh,
yes, a little cross marketing.
Oh, look at that bottle, too. It's the old stubby bottle.
Yep. So they brought that back, that retro style. That's kind of been the theme with this brand. And they're kind of doing it where it's a very limited release and they change it every like 3 or 4 months.
Perfect.
So this was the first time they've ever crossed, cross merged with a spirit.
Actually,
so Jim Beam, obviously everyone knows Jim Beam, and it is actually barrel aged in the staves.
I cannot wait to drink that. Well, let's get to it. What do we got first?
We're gonna do the summer since we're finishing up summer and
we
got like 3-4 weeks left of like August, I guess, and then it's still not fall to what is it September 21st?
It's something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I try
so
not to think about it too much.
Yes. So I brought Roke. Brewing company out of Royal Oak, so obviously they kind of put that together.
Yeah,
we've had that brand in our market and with us in our portfolio for a couple of years now.
Okay,
they make some really interesting stuff. They always come out with new exciting things.
Mm-hmm.
Kettle sours have become kind of big.
Yeah,
sour beers have become kind of big,
which I love. That's my favorite out of the craft brews.
Absolutely. With some sour beers and with some like kind of funkier beers, you get like the yeast can be a little bit challenging with these. It's a little bit less challenging. So some of these craft breweries are doing the kettle sours. This is called Ice Cream Man.
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, so it's got like some vanilla flavors.
Nice.
It's going to be a little tart. It's got some orange and lemon. And I thought I'd bring it for us to cheers to summer.
Let's try it. Let's get it in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
Responsibly, of course. Always responsibly.
Yep, sampling.
Ooh, it smells great.
Yep.
Ice Cream Man.
Ice Cream Man. And Roke recently, if you're a fan of Roke, first of all, their taproom's awesome. Their chandelier, I always say I love their chandelier. They do a great Detroit style pizza and all that fun stuff. But they've recently gone from bottles to the 16 ounce can. So that's obviously a huge trend with craft breweries. So that's something that's new.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm,
Daddy like.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy like that.
Mmm.
That is
delish.
Good.
It does definitely have that nice flavor at the end.
It
really kind of creamy, like ice cream.
God, that's good.
Yeah, so that is Ice Cream Man.
That's available now?
It is. Yep, it's been out this summer. And it's, like I said, it's a limited release. You see it, it's kind of we got very few quantities of it. But it is new in their can, so that's new for Roke. So
I
before
like
it was always in the bottle.
Get it. Ice Cream Man.
Ice Cream Man.
All right, what do we got next? What's our next one?
So now we're going to go into the cider. So for those of you who love cider as a gluten-free option or just because you love it, a huge category is, you might read the rag sheets, cider's not necessarily declining in the craft cider segment.
Yeah, I feel like over the last maybe like 8 years, something like that, it's blown up. Ciders are everywhere.
Yep, so it sure has. So for the longest time, or I guess when it really hit the market, it was those really like super sweet, kind of mass produced, lots of residual sugar. Still see those on tap places, but I think people's palates have really developed, and we've got a lot of local ones now.
Yeah,
they're doing a little bit more of a craft cider.
Okay,
and that segment is just booming. People
All right.
are really digging that.
So yeah, who do we got here? Which one is this?
We have Virtue Cider out of Fenville.
Okay,
A lot of cider companies up there. We represent Cranes. Mm-hmm. There's a few other ones that are up there as well. McIntosh isn't too far from there in South Haven. Apparently that parallel is like perfect for making cider with these certain apple farms they have.
Good apples.
Great apples. So the owner of Goose Island, Sun, when they sold out, he bought Virtue, or I guess experience, or made Virtue, I guess you would say. You know, he's the CEO founder. And he went to Fenville, Michigan from Chicago.
Okay.
But he spent a lot of time in Europe, and everything that Virtue has touches a barrel and it's blended. So they're a little bit more European style. Okay. That's kind of where he did his studying over there. Very fancy. But very affordable. Price points are great. They're in 6-pack cans.
Okay.
And soon they're going to be like in cartons. So they right now are just like in the ringers.
Yeah.
There's the rosé, of course. Everyone loves that this summer. The Michigan Apple and the Brut in the cans now. Soon to come. Coming out of the bottle into a can is Michigan Cherry and Honey.
Very nice.
Yes. So here is the cider.
I like it. All right. So now, is there a difference between like green apples and red apples when it comes to cider?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I do not know.
Don't know.
All
okay.
I know is everything says they're Michigan apples.
Yeah, they're Michigan apples. That's
everything,
all that matters.
I've got a hat that says Virtue, Michigan apples. Drink Michigan apples.
Oh, that's nice. And like you mentioned too, when they first came out, when ciders were first real big, super sweet. Super just kind of like bit the tongue. That is really smooth. Like that's not like, oh.
No, and that's kind of like their more sweet side. They typically do a lot more dry, a lot more European. If you go over to Europe, their ciders are a lot drier than America's.
Yeah.
Like
way
drier. And this is like a very much an art form, like where there is like a blending involved and they barrel age everything. It's French oak. And so everything's very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Very
that
fancy.
That tastes like wearing a flannel sitting by a campfire.
Yes,
that's what
that
tastes like.
Absolutely.
Yes. I feel good in my flannel now.
You look great.
It's perfect.
And your stash.
That is. I think my mustache grew out a little bit more after drinking.
Yes, I think it did. It just made you a lot more cool. Made you a lot more lumberjack chic.
All right. So that one again is available now in the 6-pack cans.
Correct.
Fantastic.
Yep. 6-pack cans and soon to become in cartons, like 6-pack cartons.
Awesome.
Will be really pretty.
All right. Now here is the new one from
Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch, and they have mixed with Jim Beam. Or they partnered with
they
Jim Beam.
They partnered with Jim Beam, and it is aged on real barrel staves from Jim Beam.
So they probably, they got the old barrels that had the whiskey in it.
Exactly, yep.
And then and then just put the beer in there?
Yep, and they let it sit and marinate a little bit.
Oh, it smells really good.
Yes. Like I said, the first time I've ever partnered with a spirit company, so it's kind of exciting, something new. Literally hit our warehouse this morning.
Wow.
So you'll start to see this like coming out in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
So it's not out quite in the markets yet. But
so I'm like,
don't want to do a little teaser.
I'm like one of the first guys.
This is the first time I've tried it.
Oh, yeah, that bottle's nice. That is really good.
It is good. I get the finish, a little bit of that candied, bourbon finish a little bit at the end.
And so the bottle, they got like I wouldn't say stubby bottle, but it's that old style.
It's the old school bottle.
It's got a very, it looks like a Jim Beam label kind of on it with the Budweiser on there. And 6.2.
Yes. So it's a little higher alcohol.
That'll get you.
Yep. A normal Budweiser is around 5, five. So this one, and as the red was and as the Prohibition, they've all been a little bit higher alcohol.
Yeah.
Probably just a little bit sweeter, so there's going to be more alcohol content with being a red ale. This is the copper.
Yeah.
And it's got a little bit of bourbon in it. So delish.
Very good. If you like whiskey, you're going to like that beer right there.
Absolutely.
So.
And it's very easy to drink.
Yeah.
Like, it's not super harsh. It's not super alcoholic where it's like, oh, it's a barrel-aged beer where you can have a snifter.
Ain't like that. And like you said, that one will be out soon.
Yes.
Like very soon.
Very soon. Yep. You'll start to see it as the Freedom Reserve sells through. You'll start to see the Budweiser Copper Lager with Jim Beam out there.
Well, wonderful. Well, as always, Jenny, you knocked it out of the park.
Oh,
amazing drinks. And again, if you missed anything, check out the podcast, WIRX.com. We got everything on there. And all these beers, two of them are available now. One of them will be out very soon. And as always, drink responsibly.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
That's what we do. That's what I do every night.
Absolutely.
All right, Jenna, thanks again. Hey, bud, we'll be back.